In the pantheon of fighting, it is probable that this last fight may go down as a career-defining victory for Jake Shields. He beats Dan Henderson in a tremendous fight in Tennessee. He joins us now. Does Jake Shields. Jake, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, you know. Just got back home to California, relaxing, hanging out.
In terms of your career, would you say that this is a defining fight to this point anyway?
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of big fights in my career, but this is definitely probably the biggest. Henderson's one of the most highly regarded fighters in the sport, so to go out there and beat him, you know, especially the main event on national television, definitely a huge fight for me. So,
a former two-division Pride Fighting Championship title holder, Danny Henderson, is largely regarded, as many experts with inside the wrestling field, as one of the great ones. Having fought him now and felt that fist in your face, would you say he is one of the great ones?
He is, you know, I've had a lot of tough fights. He's probably the toughest fight I've ever had. You know, definitely the hardest I've ever been hit. Never been knocked down in my career out of over 30 fights. That was the first time getting knocked down. That guy's got a mean punch on him. So definitely can't hang with him. I was just glad to be able to go out there and keep fighting and be able to win the fight.
A lesser referee may have stopped the fight within 45 seconds to a minute of the beginning, having been hit by a sharp, sharp, I think it was a right hand, of Danny Henderson.
Yeah, right.
You know, you didn't know that he knocked you down until later that night. What can you tell us about, you know, having Danny Henderson?
Yeah, you know, he hit me good. You know, I guess I had no memory of going down. I thought I had tripped in between rounds. I asked my corner, what happened? I tripped, and I think they just go, yeah, sure. They didn't want to fight fighting out, but I got knocked down. So all I know is I was on the ground. I seen him above me, so I started going for a footlock, I think, at that point, and a little disoriented the first half of the round, trying to get my wits back together. Towards the end of the ground, I started pulling it back together and was able to, you know, in the second round when I started being able to take over the fight.
Out of all your opponents that you've faced, Jake, whether it's Condon, Daly, Okami, Lawler, Thompson, all these guys, and all their wins, by the way, all the wins that they had between them, that's, I think, 144 victories. Would you say that this is that fight, or was there a favorite fight in there that I've mentioned?
I like a lot of those fights. You know, I enjoy all my fights, and I get excited for all of them. They're all great opponents. But I guess to pick one, it's got to be Henderson, because he's just, you know, like I said, he's one of the guys that I've been looking up to for years. You know, like, I was just getting into the sport, and he was already well established. And he comes from a wrestling background. I used to watch Henderson being like, wow, this guy's amazing. And I remember watching him in the Pride when he won both the Pride fights. I was rooting for him. I was always a huge Henderson fan. So to go out there and be one of your idols, man, that's just an awesome feeling.
We're talking to Jake Shields. He is the Strikeforce champion, and impressively so. He fought one of the absolute best in the game, who may, you know, certainly he's much older, and you are that young stallion in proving yourself out every single time. After this fight, your contract is up. I gotta believe that they're looking at you as new money, not old money, but new money. In other words, they're going to do everything they can to keep you happy. Have they had a chance to talk to you or your dad, Jack, yet?
No, I think they're going to start, you know, next week. The fight just ended. You know, they want a little bit of time to calm down, so they're going to start negotiating probably late this week, early next week. So I'm I'm taking a little time off. I want to take a little break, maybe leave the country for a week or two, go lay out on some beaches and relax, and get home and start training and figure out, you know, what show I'm fighting in and who I'm fighting.
And that's the best part. Who can hold a candle to Jake Shields? We're talking to him now. As an underdog entering the fight, and I say underdog because most of the bookies had you as an underdog, you dominated Dan with takedowns, and that's hard to do. I mean, let's face it, you're a great wrestler yourself. But Dan Henderson has had a great pedigree of wrestling and working against on the defense, working against your takedowns. He didn't have a lot of defense to your takedowns. He had superior scrambling ability. Can you talk about that, your overall grappling technique?
Yeah, I think I've just been working a lot of wrestling lately. You know, I realized that wrestling is one of the most important aspects of this sport. You know, there's striking, there's the jiu-jitsu, and the wrestling. My jiu-jitsu, I think, is top notch. I don't think anyone in MMA has better than jiu-jitsu than me. Might be some guys that have, you know, equal, but I don't see anyone have a better jiu-jitsu. So I figure if I want to get people there, I got to put my wrestling. So I've just been the last, you know, 6 months concentrating on takedowns. And also, you know, I really thrive in the scrambles, which I think the jiu-jitsu helps me there. So whenever I was able to create a scramble, I was up on top. So So,
well, you
so it was, you know, I felt really, really confident in wrestling going in. Everyone, no one was really giving me a chance, you know, saying Henderson, you know, they figured his wrestling was too good, being with a wrestler, but, you know, I've worked it so much lately, I've been confident I was able to get him down.
You deserve better than you got at the end of the night. And I want to bring this up in a gentle way because I don't believe that you in any way, shape, or form or your team deserves any of the credit for what went down. It was after the fight, and you've held yourself up, Jake, just like your dad has taught you to, and that is with a great deal of self-respect. You were talking to the CBS sportscaster who was interviewing you afterwards, and Jason Miller stuck his tie-dyed head into the shot and started talking a little bit of smack to you, and then it was on from there. Can you describe what happened, or is it still a bit of a blur?
Yeah, I remember what happened. You know, I was in the middle of my interview, just giving my interview. You know, it was one of the biggest fights of my life, and then Miller just came in, you know, interrupted my interview right in the middle of it, bumped into me to top it off, and you know, it was right after a fight, so my emotions were running high, and I was just upset, so obviously, I probably shouldn't have, but my natural reaction was he just cut me off and bumped me, so I went after him, you know, pushed him, and then at that point, you know, my teammates were really close, tight-knit team, and really close. They went after him, too. He had a couple guys in there, and a little brawl broke out, and I just, you know, I think my teammates, like Nick Diaz, getting a lot of slack, who were blaming them, saying they're thugs and stuff, but I think, not how it went down at all. They're just really protective, and when Mayhem came after me, you know, a little brawl broke out, and just kind of, they were just trying to back up. They were so close together, they just wanted to back me up and protect me.
I know, and I talk about our friend at CBS, Gus Johnson. I think he was a little bit taken aback by this, this brawl that broke out. And I know, don't want this to leave that negative taste in anybody's mouth about mixed martial arts, because it's so much more than that. You deserved that moment in the sun. You fought for that right, and Jason Mayhem Miller colored the water, and it's not.
I think my teammates were really upset about that, you know, because the guy's been disrespectful on multiple occasions, too. Not like it was the first time. He's been disrespectful ever since I beat him in November.
There's a time and a place for it, and that wasn't the time or the place. Maybe after the fact, and we've seen that a couple times now. Tito with his mouthing off to Mark Coleman during Coleman's post-fight analysis of his fight with Couture, and it just doesn't need to happen. I guess I expect more from a level of professionalism.
Yeah, exactly. We're professionals, and to come in and, you know, cut someone off in another interview is just completely out of line.
I don't understand why so many of his guys were in that cage anyway. It didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know who those guys in the cage.
So let me ask you this. Is Mayhem's, and I don't even want to give him any credit, honestly, I really don't, Miller, is his apology enough, or will you be willing to settle it in the cage should a rematch with him be set up?
I would fight him again. I just don't think he's earned a rematch at this point. You know, he's a good fighter, but the guy he beat, not just respecting away from his opponent, but he went and beat a guy, I think he was like, you know, 8-7 against mid-level competition, and I came off the win over Dan Henderson, and to me that doesn't set him up for a rematch. I think you need to beat a legit opponent, you know. Let him fight someone like Robbie Lawler. Maybe Nick Diaz didn't want to fight him.
Talk to us about what Scott Coker, Strikeforce CEO, said to you after the fight.
With the brawl, or?
Well, I think more about your fight. I think I'm done talking about the brawl because there's...
Oh, yeah, no, they're just congratulating me, you know, on beating Henderson. I think you know, a lot of the guys might have been looking past me and underestimating me, so I think they're a little surprised.
I know Scotty Coker said that none of his staff brought Miller into the cage or any of his people. It would seem to me, though, that, you know, in a business where security has been known to be so tight that they certainly walked in awfully easily. I don't quite understand that.
You know, the reason probably that is probably because, you know, the fighter who was watching the security probably wasn't paying attention, and maybe they were thinking he was, I don't know what they were thinking, actually. But they probably just weren't, because he had fought that night, it's probably how he got through, and they probably weren't really realizing what he was going to do. I don't think Scott Coker was too happy with what Mayhem did.
Now, and Scott Coker has been known to put on some very fine events over the years, and certainly CBS and primetime expected the best. Like I said, I'm trying to stay away from this because I think you deserve so much more. Here's the deal. You're going to take, as you have been, taking your victories, taking your leadership, and giving it back to young kids, giving it back as a positive example, a positive role model. What will you be doing next with your time? What will you be doing next as an investment into the future of both jiu-jitsu and wrestling?
yeah, you know, I've definitely been trying to help out with kids, you know, in wrestling, you know, as much as possible. I think, especially in wrestling, all the cuts nowadays, you know, so many, with the budget crises and all that, you know, programs getting cut like crazy. I definitely want to do more to help out with youth wrestling. I've been trying to help out with youth jiu-jitsu as well, getting kids doing jiu-jitsu and keep kids active and doing the sports that matter. Because without these sports, you know, I wouldn't be fighting.
That's true. Well, it was announced on Friday that UC Davis would eliminate four men's sports, wrestling inclusive. All California schools are under fire. Now, Bakersfield seems to have put a year worth of finances together, maybe on to their second year of finances put together. So we may have saved Fullerton. We may have saved Bakersfield from the obvious. But what do you think the answer is to California's problems as far as keeping wrestling intact and therefore all of those kids that have no real place to go inside the state? What are we dealing with, 23, 24,000 high school wrestlers?
Yeah, you know, it's horrible. You know, unfortunately, the answer, I think, you know, is the budget problem, and part of it is just maybe not the popularity of wrestling. You know, more people need to just make more of a bigger deal out of it and try to keep it alive, because wrestling is it is such an important sport. And, you know, with the, like, look at all the top MMA guys all come from wrestling, and hopefully that'll help with the popularity of it and keep these schools alive. It seems like more and more schools are just dropping off right and left. It's insane.
Do you mind being that guy? Do you mind being the positive example, being that you know, one of the leaders of our sport? Certainly, I mean, Uriah Faber's there with you. You've got some Gil Melendez. You've got some really good guys that come from wrestling that are positive role models.
Yeah, you know, I just try to be myself, and I guess it's better. You know, I don't really try to be a role model, but I guess when you start getting famous, you're kind of stuck that way, whether you like it or not. You can kind of try to be a good example or a bad example. So I guess it's just better to try to be a good example.
There are a lot of people out there in the world of, well, Hollywood, that are talking about film roles for Jake Shields. They're talking about documentaries. I think there's already one in production. As a matter of fact, I know there is. How does that make you feel, knowing that what you've been doing all your life is now having such an intense focus on it that people want to pay money to go see you in a theater, to watch you on television in documentaries and docudramas?
I mean, that's great. You know, I've been, you know, my whole life, you know, or I've been working towards this with wrestling for so many years, and I've been fighting for over 10 years, so now it's all the hard work finally starting to pay off. And, yeah, speaking of documentaries, I've actually been in the process of producing one with, called Fight Life. It's Fight Life. You can check it out with, James Fames, the director. It's a phenomenal piece about, just about fighting in general. You know, it covers a bunch of different fighters, not just about me, but it shows fighters coming up and a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. A lot of people just see the fights and they see the glory and the actual fights. They don't realize all the hard work that goes into it and the years of training and whatnot. So I definitely recommend to check out fightlife.tv and check that out.
It is a lifestyle that you must choose, and if you're going to be any good at it, I mean, this is a clear-cut choice. It's a lonely life. It's a lonely lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
And you talk about
it's
that
dedication. It's a tough life. People don't realize that. Yeah, you know, it's years of dedication. I've been fighting, you know, I started wrestling probably about 10 years old, and that was years and years up until about, you know, till college, you know, so I was like 21, then I got into fighting, and from there, you know, I was fighting Indian reservations out in Japan. There was years and years where no one knew what I was doing, and everyone was telling me to, you know, to quit fighting and get a real job, but it's something you really love. You got to stick with it and believe in yourself, so.
Seems to have paid off quite well for a fake job.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I never got a real job and kept this weird job.
A fake job. How about that? Jake Shields,
exactly.
Congratulations to you. Don't hang up, man. Don't hang up. But we want to give thanks to all your sponsors. We got about 30 seconds to thank your sponsors. Can you do it?
Yes. Tap Out, and then Tap Out Sports Nutrition, EA Sports, Rockstar Energy Drink, Full Tilt Poker, and then SiriusXM Sunglasses.
Oh, you did it, man. Good job by you. For all of us at TDR-TV, InterMattWrestle.com, Punch Drunk Gamer, you betcha. We appreciate this conversation, as always, with our friend Jake Shields.